T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to get to this, Lee.
Okay.
Because this is something I predicted. I don't even remember what it's been since I've been here, but a couple of years. That the goal always of everything we were doing, I mean, going back to taking down the Confederate, you know, flag, the Confederate statues, that was just a route to get to taking down the Revolutionary War statues, the Founding Fathers statues, because many of them were slave owners. And that was always a route to get to the idea that anything they did, because there was slavery at the time or because they were slave owners themselves, is thus racist. And that would, of course, include the First Amendment, and it could be ripped down along with the Second Amendment.
And all of our founding documents.
And all the founding documents. That all of this sudden faux outrage over displaying America's history correctly in public was really a scheme to make the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, our amendments, our Bill of Rights, racist. And here you go. They have succeeded, Lee, in making the First Amendment, in making free speech rights, racist. You would think, what on earth is the connection? I don't know, but minorities are getting it. New study shows minority high school students believe the First Amendment goes too far and it must be stopped.
That's dangerous. That's really, really dangerous.
It's really dangerous. But what has been the, and we've been reading these editorials, this is something the Washington Post, New York Times, they are now actively campaigning for, the idea that, well, you know, these are different times than we've ever had. And, you know, people are saying racist things. So we should, we're going to have to limit the First Amendment because we've never lived in times like these. Are you kidding me? We killed each other in a civil war. Yes. More Americans died in the Civil War than in any other war we've ever fought, and we put the country back together again.
Well, here's the concept
this
that is
getting—
This is
not more dangerous times. What a lie.
This is the concept that is getting lost. Government is not responsible for every single action of humanity. And that's the problem with where we are. That shows you the difference between totalitarianism and a representative republic. It is not the government's function to dictate the morality of the people. It is the people's function to maintain and police its own morality. And if there are certain words, phrases, or things that we should or should not say, that's to be decided in society, not in court or in Congress. That's the type of thing that a culture decides for itself. That's what a people decide for itself. Certain ways of thinking may go away, may change over time. It certainly has for the role of women in this country, for the role of minorities, and many other, for, you know, homosexuals. Any number of things have changed. You know, some people may disagree with the change, some people may agree, but things have changed. But it is, there have also been obviously efforts within government to change this because you have had, like, you know, quota systems and affirmative action and other things with that regard. But quite honestly, the real change came with the change in society, with the people themselves, not government dictates. And that's what's the dangerous thing about this. This is totalitarianism. This is communism. This is fascism. This is the type of thing that is going to bring an end to this country. And I'm wondering if that's not what the end game is to begin with.
I suspect that it is the end game. And I've thought it was always the end game. And the argument the left is now making is, well, it's because of racism. See, so that way, if you oppose the elimination of your free speech rights, you're a racist. I mean, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And apparently minorities are buying this. When they separate out, and this, there was a Knight Foundation study, majorities of white students want to keep the First Amendment, but majorities of minorities do not. And that is exactly the intended effect. And now keep in mind what the New York Times is doing with their 1619 project.
Yeah.
That they planned, they want to put this in every school in America. They've already got it in some schools. It comes from the New York Times. And it argues that the country's founding does not date to 1776. It dates to 1619, the date of the importation of the first slave. And the purpose of this is to tar the founding fathers with slavery to justify the throwing out of the rights. And you know what is interesting? You know what they're doing? They're essentially arguing that the descendants of slaves ought to re-enslave themselves to the government. That's the irony of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you don't know best what to say. Let's go back to the days when the master told you what you could and couldn't say.
And you're replacing government.
Does that sound good? That sounds racist. Well, that's what they're arguing.
And they're wanting to replace the master government with the master. The government will then be the master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the nation will be the plantation.
Yeah, and let's remind ourselves, who's government again? Bunch of white people, mostly. You see majority, minority government? Mm-hmm. You see that? No? You're going to let a bunch of white people tell you what you can say and what you can't say? I think this is a really bad
idea. And especially when you're talking about Democrats, it's usually a bunch of old white men.
Yes, I know.
And it's the Republican administration currently, which has a lot of women and minorities in it.
I know. Texter writes, Lee, say it louder for the Democrats in the back.
Sorry.
But this is exactly what the plan was, and it's working. The Association of Racism and Free Speech Rights. Mm-hmm. You know what's really cool? I didn't know this until I watched this Washington documentary recently. You know, I'm a huge fan of Washington. He's my man. And did you know that 10% of the Revolutionary Army were free black slaves?
Yeah, that's
chose to fight for him out of their own volition. And Washington very quickly, this is one of the most remarkable things about the Revolution, ran out of money. Like, if you fought for him, you only got paid sometimes. You were lucky if you got fed. And so that's what's so remarkable to me, that he was able to hold this ragtag army together for all those years when they were literally starving, freezing, and not getting paid. And yet, 10% of his fighting force were freed slaves. So it was really the most, you know, you look at it and they'll say, well, Washington owned slaves. Yes, he did. But he also ran an extremely egalitarian army that fought for freedom, including free slaves that out of their own free will fought for him.
And it was Congress's fault that they weren't fully funding the military.
Yeah. Not much has changed. But anyway,
exactly.
But yeah, I mean, people don't realize that, you know, I mean, you were betraying the legacy of those freed slaves who fought for your freedom. I mean, that's awesome.
And here's another irony. It is the First Amendment right that is allowing these leftist, progressive, humanist, secularists to try to take your First Amendment right. They're using their free speech that they have under the Constitution now to try to take that away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, socialism always gets to this point. They get to a point. Socialism does not work as an economic philosophy because there is not, rich people do not have enough money to make it work. And so at a point, speech must always be controlled. At a point, people must always be controlled. Their ability to rebel must be controlled because poverty always follows.
People do not understand what a different nation this is than the rest of the world. I have not traveled around the world, but I do look at how other societies are put together and how they're structured and how they operate. This is the only nation on the planet where you don't have government complete control of the media. You look at even some of the so-called capitalistic societies. They're basically, they have socialized media. Britain, France, Germany, Japan, all these nations that we consider free nations, their government controls the media. It is government-sponsored media. The BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, that's government-controlled media. We have a society that accepts the concept of law and order. There is an expectation that if you walk down the street, that you can walk to your destination without being attacked. When we go out in vehicles that we spend a lot of money on and have to insure, there is an expectation that most people on the roadway, most of them are going to make an attempt to follow the law. They're going to come close to the speed limit. Most of them will stop almost entirely at a stop sign. Most of them will actually yield to oncoming traffic. Most of the time that will happen. This doesn't happen in a lot of other countries. I've got some folks from the church that went down for a mission trip to Guatemala recently. You want to hear about chaos? I mean, one of our youth minister was down there, and he was driving. They asked him to drive the vehicle, and one of our missionaries from the church told him, he said, look, you stay on my bumper and do not get off my bumper the whole time. You have to. That's the only way you'll be able to stay with me. And our youth minister said, I had to do my inner Dale Earnhardt to stay up with him. But that's the only way they were able to stay together, because there's no law. It's chaos on the roadways down there. And many nations across the world are like that.
Are you kidding me? That's the Democrat Party platform.
Exactly.
Right now. No Bond, you get a ticket if you get caught stealing something. No jail. Jail eliminated for all but the most serious, most violent offenses. Illegal immigrants will ignore ICE detainers. I mean, they are literally running on what you're describing.
I mean, these people have no idea how good you have it in this country. Is there racism? Yes. Is there discrimination? Yes. But you know what? There's less of it than anywhere else in the world. And when it happens, most times, the people that are guilty of it pay a price for it, whether it is civilly or criminally. They pay a price for it. And they're just, you know, I know this nation is perfect. It was not perfect in its founding. It's not perfect now. But I still challenge you to find a better place in the world anywhere than what we have in this country right now. We've got it better than it is in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in South America, anywhere in the world. We have got more rights, more freedom. We have the ability to own things for the most part, other than, you know, them taking it if you don't pay your taxes. But seriously, if you look at like property and land ownership in other countries, you don't have anywhere near the freedoms that we have in this country to do so. And to be able to pass that down to your children. These types of things that we just take for granted in this country do not exist in most of the rest of the world. And these people want to take all of this down for power.
Yeah, they have to. Because socialism doesn't work. The financial model doesn't work. Communism doesn't work. Redistribution does not work. There's not enough of other people's money to make it work. And so at some point, people have to be silenced. And they know that. They know that going forward because the left has done this so many times. They know. That's why they got to get the rights. They're obsessed with it. Everything with them is guns. Is it not? Got to take the guns. Got to take the guns. Got to take the guns. Because they know a time is coming when, in order to make their program work, they're going to have to forcibly silence the opposition. Yeah. They know this. They've always silenced the opposition so that they could steal the economy.
You can't put an armed man into submission.
No, you can't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk to the people. How about Todd in Fountain Inn? Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Ms. Tara. Mr. Zonlin's testimony yesterday, he was talking about his emails, how he didn't have access to them because they were blocked off and they wouldn't give them to him. Now, last night, they had, in the late session, they had two more people in there. One of them, if I'm correct, was Ms. Cooper, and I cannot remember the gentleman's name or what his position was, but he was pretty high up. And he clearly stated, Ambassador Zonlin, I'm sorry, has full access to all his emails. He's never been cut off from them because he hasn't been, you know, he's still on post. He's still at his job. He could have got his hands on them at any time he wanted to. So I'm kind of confused as to, you know, why he would have to subpoena them when this guy's clearly saying he has full access to them. He could have got them anytime he wanted. His email's still up. He's still running. He's still doing. So do you know anything about it?
Well, okay. And it's weird because Zonlin says, oh, I don't have access to my emails. And then he starts, you know, so I don't have access to my emails. Then he starts quoting them into the
right
record.
I caught that too.
Yeah.
But like I said, the gentleman last night, who, if I'm correct, I think he might be actually his boss or something to do with, you know, upper management in there. But, you know, he clearly stated he has never been cut off from it. There's no need to subpoena them. He's always had access to them. Anything that he didn't have, we would have gladly given him. So, you know, why he come in here and said that, I don't know. But that was kind of, you know, swept to the side real quick.
Yeah, and I don't know what the truth of that situation is. It's one of those things you got to let them separate, you know, sort out in the reporting over the next couple of days. Although I do know Ken Starr said, look, this is not an official proceeding at all, as Nancy Pelosi corrected the media. No. These are not impeachment hearings. These are just hearings. So they're not official proceedings. And therefore, even if he was told that he couldn't have the emails for whatever reason, these are not official proceedings. They're not entitled to them. And nobody has subpoenaed them. There's no subpoena anybody's defying. I mean, you're not obstructing justice because Adam Schiff asks you for something or somebody says, oh, I didn't get the emails I wanted. Aha, obstructing justice. Well, were they ever subpoenaed? No. Right. Are you having an official hearing? No, you guys told us you weren't.
Right. And I thoroughly understand that. It's just, you know, the guy last night clearly said, he's always had access to his emails. It's his email account that he's using right now, or, you know, within the past few days, he's used the same email address, yeah, or, you know, whatever. And so why he didn't have access to them, we don't know, because he's still on the roster. He still got them. They're still there.
Well, that would not surprise me if that is the case. I just want to be careful because I don't know who's telling me the truth at this point. That's one of those things that's kind of avoid till we get some idea of what the truth is. Ralph in Spartanburg. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Kara. I am just so distraught about the state of this nation right now. We have to quit having our identity in color. I'm a Christian first. Black is the last thing you should see when you see me. Okay. Having said that, people who are not my race need to reach out to people who are not their race. I do it every day. I talk to everybody. I don't care if you're the president or the man in the gutter. I'm going to treat you with the same dignity and respect. We have got to tear these lines down that the right has built to make them think the man is out to get you, black people. Because what's happening, people who are successful are being judged by the people who aren't. Try to teach them what got you to be successful. If you're not successful, go across the border and say, look, I admire where you are in life. How did you get there? What helped you get there? Teach somebody. Don't be this way. Because we're going to be in a position we can't get our butts out of if we don't break this wall down. It's not the wall between us and Mexico. It's the wall between each other. When we walk by and roll our eyes at each other, and you wonder if that person's going to jump you because you don't know nothing about them and they happen to be a person of color. Those things. Or am I worried about, because you're a person of color, that person's thinking I'm the N-word and looking down on me. We got to break these walls down. Today, everybody, reach out to somebody that doesn't look like you. Just try, please. That's my passion. That's my prayer today. And I mean, and I do it every day. My boss happens to be white. I cuss him out like he's my brother. Because if he screws up, I'll cuss him out and tell him he's wrong. If I screw up, he'll tell me I'm wrong. We got to get to that point where we can get back to truth, regardless of who we're telling it to, and people not be offended. Get your emotions out the way and look at the facts.
Well, right now, Ralph, I don't know what you're going to say to this. We were heading that way, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s. The polls showed it in race relations. I mean, 20-point drop since Obama. I mean, it was Obama that put a lot of these divisions. And I mean, you see a 20-point drop in race relations with a black president, and that's because he's running around telling everybody, hands up, don't shoot. He got shot in the back. That didn't happen. And then when it gets debunked by his own administration, he doesn't mention it. You know, I mean, a lot of this division has come from the left, and I think it's a deliberate strategy.
Yeah, I meant the left. I'm sorry, not the right. Yeah. They created the division. I'm sorry, Tara. Because if you're conservative, don't be today. Be passionate. You can be conservative in your view, but be passionate in your words. Reach out to somebody. If you see me, my name is Ralph. You don't know me, introduce yourself. Because I'd love to meet you. I mean, we got to do this. We got to.
Well, Ralph, I admire your passion, and I thank you very much for your phone call. I agree. Lee, have you actually heard what Sondland said yesterday?
I did hear much of the testimony yesterday, yes.
Yeah, because there's a part everybody's missing. And it's so subtle that I am ashamed to admit I missed it too. I did three cuts to this piece of audio that I'm about to play you before I caught what Sondland did. And I went, oh, dang. Okay. By the way, I had a texter earlier accuse me. You're just selectively cherry picking. You're not playing the part about the quid pro quo from Sondland. I've played it in every hour.
Yes, you have.
Every single dang last hour. And I'm going to tell you where, I'm going to show you where the confusion comes in. Okay. I'll play it again in this hour. For those of you who say I'm selectively, no, I'm not. Here's what he said that caused Schiff to run out the door and proclaim he had the goods.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes. Mr. Giuliani conveyed to Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and others that President Trump wanted a public statement from President Zelensky committing to investigations of Burisma and the 2016 election. Mr. Giuliani expressed those requests directly to the Ukrainians, and Mr. Giuliani also expressed those requests directly to us. We all understood that these prerequisites for the White House call and the right White House meeting reflected President Trump's desires and requirements.
Okay, that's what caused everybody to go nuts, right? Oh, I got it. Quid pro quo. Okay. Well, he later explains that's a figment of his own imagination. He just presumed the quid pro quo. But what they're running with is the everyone agrees part, right? Everybody was in the loop. They all knew about it. Okay. Now, listen, Lee, listen to him carefully. They all knew about what? And if you listen to this, what he's saying they all knew about was not a quid pro quo, not a deal where we investigate the Bidens in exchange for foreign aid, not even a deal where we investigate the Bidens in exchange for a meeting. So what is he saying? They were all in the loop. Giuliani, all them, they were all in the loop. In what loop? In the July 19th email loop. The one where they all planned out the July 25th call between Trump and the head of Ukraine. And what he says they were in the loop about is that in order to get the call from Trump, the Ukraine president had to agree to investigate. He doesn't say what he had to agree to investigate, though. Now, listen to this. So this is the lie here. This is what Gordon says they were all in the loop about. You will not hear anything about quid pro quo. You're not going to hear anything about foreign aid. You're not going to hear anything about Biden investigations. Listen.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified.
Wait, wrong one. Here it is.
Here is my exact quote from that email. I talked to Zelensky just now. He is prepared to receive POTUS's call. We'll assure him that he intends to run a fully transparent investigation and will turn over every stone. He would greatly appreciate a call prior to Sunday so that he can put out some media about a friendly and productive call, no details, prior to Ukraine election on Sunday. Chief of Staff Mulvaney responded, I asked the NSC to set it up for tomorrow. Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret. Everyone was informed via email on July 19th, days before the presidential call. As I communicated to the team, I told President Zelensky in advance that assurances to run a fully transparent investigation and turn over every stone were necessary in his call with President Trump.
See the sleight of hand there?
Mm-hmm.
Investigate what?
Mm-hmm.
Sondland doesn't say.
Yeah.
Sondland does not mention the aid because that wasn't in the email. So what were they all in the loop for? Oh, on a quid pro quo. No. They were all on an email saying there was going to be a call between Zelensky and Trump on the 25th.
Yeah, the phone call.
Well, what happened? Well, we've got a transcript of it. We know what happened.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about the quid pro quo. So you're going to hear the media. And I said, the lies are driving me crazy.
Yeah.
They're in the loop. They're all in the loop. He admitted they're in the loop. Yeah, they were all in the loop planning the phone call that we have the transcript up. Yes, they were. And that's not big news. What did he have to do to get the phone call? He had to promise to investigate. Investigate what? Sondland doesn't say. I mean, are we really going to do this? Are we really going to impeach the president over this? So you just heard that, right, Lee?
Yep.
Now, listen to what Schiff, hearing that, went out and said. You'll hear him say, Sondland just admitted quid pro quo and that the aid was tied up. No, he didn't.
Nope. And what we have just heard from Ambassador Sondland is that the knowledge of this scheme, this conditioning of the White House meeting, of the security assistance to get the deliverable the president wanted, these two political investigations that he believed would help his reelection campaign, was a basic quid pro quo.
Hear the lie there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And
Sondland never mentioned the aid. He never mentioned the meeting. So none of that was in Sondland's statement. Schiff just made it up.
This is why Republicans should be grandstanding today demanding the resignation from Congress of Adam Schiff. He intentionally went out and lied about the congressional testimony. Intentionally. Again. This is not the first time this clown has done this.
So.
And I apologize to clowns for comparing.
Yeah. So do you see what Sondland? He hung Trump. He did it on purpose. So this is how Sondland's testimony, a lot of people didn't listen to that two or three times. It took me like two times before I was like, wait a minute. Sondland's just talking about a July 19th email where they're all together planning the first phone call. He's not talking about any of the things Schiff claimed. This is how Sondland is able to later say, consistent, he did not contradict himself. Oh, you mean foreign aid for an investigation of Biden? No, no one ever told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy didn't tell me that. And people, even on our side, are going, this is a contradiction. No, it wasn't. It was a sleight of hand.
Exactly. This is
a sleight of hand.
The testimonial sleight of hand that's being played out in this whole thing. It was the same thing during the Mueller probe, and it's being repeated here again with this shampeachment inquiry hearings.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on. It is testimonial sleight of hand. Selected leaking, selected truth telling, too, by Adam Schiff.
So we'll get, I wonder, do you think Schiff had the opening statement beforehand?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because you had to know, they had to plan this. Sondland's like, oh, well, I'll admit we were all in on it. The letter, I mean, the one planning the phone call. No, not the quid pro quo. So he didn't admit to that there. So that's how the Republicans got to what I played you later.
So no one told you, not just the president. Giuliani didn't tell you. Mulvaney didn't tell you. Nobody, Pompeo didn't tell you. Nobody else on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying aid to these investigations. Is that correct?
I think I already testified.
No, answer the question. Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations. Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
Bingo.
So,
we're done here.
You really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations.
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing.
Exactly.
So anybody who repeats the lie to you in the media, and you'll hear it for weeks, you'll hear it over the weekend, that Sondland admitted the quid pro quo. I just played you the whole clip. He did not. He admitted that they were all in on the planning of the Trump phone call.
Right.
That's what he admitted to. And he also said, again, that the head of the Ukraine had to agree to investigate. And the head of Ukraine did on the phone call agree to investigate. He gave some lip service to investigating the Bidens. But again, Sondland doesn't say he had to agree to investigate the Bidens. He just had to agree to investigate. So anybody who tells you he admitted to the quid pro quo, we got it now. We got the meeting was predicated on the foreign aid was predicated. No, he did not. In fact, he denied that. But I don't know that the record will ever be set straight.
Oh, I know. Because we've got truth over facts.
Right. And now we're going to impeach Trump. I guarantee you we're going to impeach Trump on that sleight of hand. That he didn't admit to anything.
Now, this is very dangerous for Democrats because if they do this, if they actually vote, get the House vote to impeach him, and it goes to the Senate, and there'd better not be anybody who ever claims to have been or is a Republican that ever votes for this because this is a sham.
Well, I mean, you know, you should see the text line right now. They're saying, oh, you're lying. This is from before. Oh, Sondland confessed to it. You know, you just don't want to play it. It's all over the place. My trolls are everywhere. They believe this.
These trolls need to go watch Sean Hannity's show last night. Watch every hour of it.
Or
watch
just
the entire
re-listen
hour.
To this segment so you can see it didn't happen. I played it unabridged. His whole statement, the whole thing on Quid Pro Quo, it didn't happen. And this is what the people think. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter rates. YouTube. Well, no, I'm going to skip that one. Okay. Texter rates. Tara Horowitz report, December 9th. Hold your horses, boys and girls. Yeah. Another texter writes, I can't find the YouTube video about what was said. No quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. Google is hiding this already. Another texter writes, Amen, Lee. I'm with you. Demand shifty shift. Resign immediately. The liar is sneaky and disgraceful. So says Sherry. Another texter writes, how is this not election interference? Oh, the whole impeachment is election interference. It's okay when the Democrats interfere. Now, the texter writes, one of my smartest and most conservative friends was confused by the Schiff show yesterday. Very scary. I know. We're going to have to see how much damage he managed to do. I mean, that was one whopper of a lie yesterday. Texter writes, didn't some congressman tell Sondland, welcome to the resistance, and they were picking on his wife's business? Witness intimidation. What? I think that's what Donna in Simpsonville wants to talk about. Good morning, Donna.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, the representative's name is Earl Blumenauer. And back on October 10th, he started a boycott of Sondland's businesses, hotels, I think, in Washington. And then, so this explains his testimony on both sides. Because he was with the Republicans, you know, telling the truth in the afternoon and the Democrats lying or obfuscating in the morning. So he had to be on both sides because he was intimidated.
Yeah, it's...
I used DuckDuckGo and I searched for Sondland's motels and the article came right up.
Okay.
And then during the break, when they made their announcement they could impeach him, Earl Blumenauer tweeted out to Sondland, welcome to the resistance. Boycott is over.
Hmm.
Now, I don't have a Twitter account, so maybe you can look it up, but his name is Earl Blumenauer.
Yeah. No, I saw that. I saw that. And I thank you, Donna, for your phone call. Yeah, it's amazing what passes now for intimidation. Speaking of what, did you see the DNA test came back? And Joe Biden is a grandfather again? Apparently this was an illegitimate child conceived while Hunter was still with his brother's wife, who he left his own wife and three kids for, while having an affair with this chick. But now he's married to another woman, like a third woman. Anyway, the baby mama, is demanding Secret Service protection. You can't make this up. Dexter writes, hoax after hoax, still no arrests. Epstein didn't kill himself. Now the texter writes, wow, Lee, what a great rant. Now the texter writes, here, impeachment hearings show exactly what a true democracy would look like. Facts don't matter. Laws don't matter. Just get 51% of gullible people to back you and run roughshod over the truth. Another texter writes, EU Ambassador Sondland thinks this is all funny and a joke. If he would have ratted the Clintons out like he ratted Giuliani and Pompey out, he'd better have someone else cranking his car up from now on. Yeah, I wouldn't even say ratted Trump out. What he did was carefully select his words so it looked like he was ratting Trump out. Again, the slick trick there, and you'll see that this is the money clip, as I've played it in this hour. All Sondland admitted to was that they were all on the same email planning the July 25th phone call. That's it. And he said that the head of Ukraine had been conveyed to him that Trump wanted to hear on that phone call, because the head of Ukraine wanted the phone call before the election he was running in. Head of Ukraine, that Trump wanted to hear that he was investigating. Investigating who? Investigating what? Sondland didn't say. Did you catch that sleight of hand? Nobody else did. Media did. You can tell they did because they're not playing that clip. They stop it where he says, yeah, there's a quid pro quo. And then they pick it up again where he says everyone was in on it. That way you don't know. He's talking about the email they used to plan the phone call with Trump. Not about a meeting with Trump that he has to do an investigation of Biden over or anything like that. It was slick. God, it was slick. And sadly, it's our American history unfolding before us. It's been already stolen from you by the media. Your history stolen in real time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.